Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You and I are going to make a lot of money.
It's Pharrell, Coast to Coast.
It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Like I said, get the app in the App Store. It's free. It's badass. It's got the TV side, radio side, analytics, stats, scores, news, highlights, odds, in-game odds. Follow your favorite hosts, Carver, High, Pharrell. Get all of our clips. You're going to love it. The Sports Grid app, and go to sportsgrid.com/watch to see all the platforms we're on. We took over the world a long time ago, and it was easy doing it. We just don't like talking about it that much due to possibility of a mob hit. Wait a minute. Are we on the air? We are? All right, just move on then. All right, Carver High, let's start with your boy. Speaking of money, Saquon Barkley finally wrapped up his deal today. Not too shabby at the end of the day for a running back, since no one respects running backs, that he's going to make 11.
That's very true. So after all of the will he not play, will he not show up, he does get a one-year deal worth the Giants, worth 10.1 fully guaranteed, $2 million upfront signing bonus. It includes $1 million of incentives, with an equal amount paid for 1,300 rushing yards, 11 touchdowns, and 65 receptions. Also, he does not have any, sometimes they'll throw in there, he can't be tagged again. That is not there. The Giants can tag him, Scotty, at the end of the year one more time. So he did not get that put into the deal, which some thought he may do when they saw that initially this morning. That is not the case.
Well, I mean, a couple things could happen. One, I don't actually see them tagging him again and doing him twice. Okay, they did him once, they got away with it, they can do it again. If they do it again, they're gonna have problems on their hands. They just got out of a jam with him, I think, with this deal, because he wanted a lot more money than $10 million, I'll tell you that much. And he got 11, he got $2 million bonus. Everybody's cool right now. You do this to him again, I guarantee you, you're gonna have problems. Or he plays this year for the Giants. Let's say he has hypothetically an average year, right? And he doesn't do what he did last year. I could see him leaving the Giants after the year. If he has a great year again and is their best player, which is what he is already, and he does it again, they're gonna have to pay him. It's just that simple. I don't think they tag him. I think they're going to have to give him a better deal, an extension, a better dollar amount, because I think people have to stop with this insinuation that he's a running back. I think he's so much more than that. I think he is so lethal after the catch, dumping it to him underneath and watching him eat up yards and score touchdowns and win games and overtime touchdown winners. He's their best player, hands down. And I've said this 100 times to you, I don't agree at all with the deal they gave Jones. They gave him way too much money. I do not believe he's a great quarterback at all. The reason he's good is because he didn't fumble it 40 times this year, and because Barkley took him to the house. Barkley is the reason they win. And then everybody gives all the credit to Dable and Shane. The reason the Giants won was Saquon Barkley was dominant all year. That's it.
Either way you slice it, it's a win for Shane and the Giants. I mean, they don't have to deal the next month now talking about where Barkley is, if he's going to be there for the first game. He's in there at the first practice tomorrow. It's huge for Daniel Jones. I mean, it's a massive win for the Giants, because they're going to pay him what they wanted to pay him to begin with. and there's no distractions or drama for the next 5 weeks before the first game. It's a
do
big
you? Yeah, we welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM Sports Byline. Good to have you with us. The Dable situation, like, you know, I'm a big fan. I like Brian. He's a cool dude. I really do like him. Got to know him a little bit. Here's the deal. I think he's got stones. So in the game against the Titans, when he said, all right, we're going to win this game right here, right now. We're not going to have anything. We're going to win the game. We're going to go for two right now, win this game. And who did he give the ball to? He was smart enough to know that his best player is number 26. No one else. There's literally no one else on the team that does what he does at all. So I'll give Dable credit. He's smart enough as a coach to know who's going to bring him to the house, and that's Barkley. So I think Dable's done a great job coaching. For the most part, though, I think he just has to sit back on the sideline with his big beer belly, look tough, act tough, be tough to the media, and give the ball to Barkley. He's the best player.
Nothing changes with the Giants' odds. Let's be fair. I think the odds knew that he was going to play, so really nothing moved at all today. They got a big number to win the Super Bowl. They're plus 750 to win the NFC East, et cetera, et cetera. So nothing much moved in that department, Scotty, when it comes to the New York football Giants. We will come back. I'm not going to start the Mahomes now because we're probably not going to have a tough time to fit that in. But we'll hear Mahomes when we come back talking about the Chiefs being at the beginning of a dynasty. Of course, two Super Bowl wins. They've had a great five-year run. They've been in three Super Bowls altogether. Mahomes thinks, Scotty, that they are just getting started. And a lot of the owners usually talk at the start of camp. I've got a couple of them for you. It's very rare you hear from right. Bengals owner Mike Brown. But he did speak yesterday. Of course, he's got to be handing out some fat stacks to his quarterback, something that in the past he usually hadn't done it a lot, giving out money. Mike Brown's going to Joe Burrow.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to hear that. And I also want to go back to the Giants real quick. Those odds aren't the worst odds I've ever heard in my life to take a risk on. They've gone to the playoffs before as a team with those kind of odds, and they've won four Super Bowls.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, Mike, I don't know how you feel about that. What I was saying is that, look, we all know the jinx of the NFC East, that no one ever wins it 2 years in a row, and everyone's still automatically, I mean, unequivocally, everyone is on the Eagles to repeat. And then if they're not, they're on the Cowboys. And I just think every year, everyone's always on the, you know, Dallas Cowboys onions. They're just always overrated and overhyped. And they're, I mean, it's been 25 years, whatever it is, of failure, of utter failure. So my point is this. All they do is get all this juice, and they never live up to it. The other day I told you that I don't buy any of that Dak Prescott, I'm not throwing 10 picks stuff. I don't think he's as good as everybody else does. Everyone thinks he's the greatest quarterback, you know, on the earth, and I have just never seen that. And you know what I think? I think the Giants can beat them. I think they can beat them in New York. I think they can beat them in Dallas. And the only thing in the Giants' way is Philly. And they got stomped by him in the playoffs. So what do you have to live for other than to focus on, frankly, revenge on Philadelphia? Like, they beat our ass in the playoffs. Our goal should be to win the division and beat their ass back in a playoff game. A turnover in the fourth quarter. A pick. You know, a fumble. A crazy play, game goes to overtime, a game-winning field goal. You never know what it's going to be. Everybody thinks everything's so automatic in the preseason, and it is absolutely stupefying to me how people fall for that nonsense. It's the same thing how you and I every year go, win, loss. If there's one thing I know, is that every single Sunday for 17 weeks, nobody has any effing idea of what's going to happen at all. At 1 o'clock or at 8 o'clock or at 4 o'clock, All I know is you think you know the NFL until you lose all your money. You think everyone thinks it's just so automatic, the Chiefs and Eagles again in the Super Bowl. It won't even be close to that.
Look, I think that we have to start figuring it out by now. You can't do the that's a win, that's a loss, that's a win stuff with the NFL anymore. There's too much change in the league from year to year. Too much changes. Rosters change. Situations change. Injuries change. There's way too many variables that go into the season. And teams that you think are going to be great, there's usually one or two that ends up falling on their face. And all the teams you think are going to suck, there's usually one or two that ends up being a lot better than you thought. And that's every single year in this league. So you're talking about taking a team that went to the playoffs last year, bringing back all those ingredients, Jones now, Barkley, Dable, et cetera, and you're getting him at plus 750 to win the division and 22-1 to win the NFC. I don't think they're better than the Eagles, but you look around, the NFC, once again, it ain't that dominant. I mean, the Eagles are the best team, probably. Everybody loves the Niners. I don't love their quarterback. Everybody loves the Lions. They haven't proven anything.
Joe Montana.
It's a pretty open NFC. And to get a team that went to the playoffs last year at those kind of numbers before it starts, I don't think it's that crazy. I don't.
60-1 Super Bowl?
66-1 Yeah, 66-1 for Super Bowl.
Well, I'll tell you what.
22-1 for the NFC.
How many times have we seen at least twice, go to the Super Bowl as a massive underdog and win both times against Tom Brady? All I know is I've seen him win at Lambeau and 40 below. I've seen that team, you know, the New York Football Giants, and I'm not a fan. I'm not like over here knobbing them. Everyone knows I like the Steelers. But here's the deal. I know they win championships. They win titles. Yep. They win Super Bowls. They get to them. So what do you have to lose to bet a little piece on a team that went to the playoffs and beat the Vikings' ass and then got their ass beat by the Eagles? Anything could happen. They could get a better draw. They could play a different side of the NFC playoffs and play teams that they can actually beat, get lucky, end up in the NFC championship, a fumble or a pick six or a field goal, and you win, or a blocked field goal, or you name it. Anything can happen. The NFL, that's what they should call it. Anything can happen. They shouldn't call it the NFL. We're watching football, the anything can happen league.
And if you get that far with tickets like that, you have options when you get down to the last four teams and you're holding those tickets to do some things.
Yeah.
Edge, et cetera, whatever you want. So it's not a bad move. And you're right about them. Historically, as a franchise, I mean, they have three of the biggest upsets in Super Bowl history. The two against the Bills. Patriots. But let's not forget the Bills game. They were double-digit dogs in that Super Bowl as well when they beat them down in Tampa. So they have had it in their past. Let me play you this Mahomes clip. This is him yesterday on CBS Sports Network saying that the Chiefs are only at the beginning of their dynasty after winning their second Super Bowl in the Mahomes era.
Is this Chiefs team a dynasty?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're the beginning of one. I think in dynasties, I always say you got to win three. And our job is to do whatever we can to win as many as we can and not have any regrets. We step up the field. And I think if we keep the mentality that we have, then we can look back at the end of our career and then we can decide if we're a dynasty or not.
Look, it is amazing to me what he's accomplishing. It would appear to me with, frankly, Travis Kelce, the two of them are winning Super Bowls, frankly, by themselves. I know they give all this credit to, Pacheco and Jones and Tony and all these other people. Juju Smith, how quick did he get out of there? He won a ring and he was gone. All I know is this, is that no one has been able to stop Mahomes and Kelce from doing anything. And they just keep going back to Super Bowls. Like, when you watch that team during a season, do you really think they're going to win the Super Bowl every single year? But yet there they are playing in the Super Bowl every year. This guy is clearly the best player in the NFL. While they spend 5 million more hours covering Aaron Rodgers, The guy in Kansas City dominates the league. And they, you know, frankly, you rarely hear about him. It's always Aaron Rodgers who they're talking about. And Aaron Rodgers, he won one against Pittsburgh, and ever since, he's never sniffed it. And he loses every year in dramatic fashion. But they don't talk about Mahomes. They talk about Rodgers. In fact, right now, they're doing the same thing again. It's Aaron Rodgers, and no one else matters. Am I wrong? That's all they talk about in this world is Aaron Rodgers. This guy, Mahomes, here's Mahomes, here's Rodgers. And on radio right now, I'm at the top of my head with Mahomes. I'm at my chin with Rodgers. I mean, the day of Aaron Rodgers being better than Mahomes is never going to happen. It's not happening because Mahomes is better than him.
I mean, they have hosted the AFC title game 5 years
in a row. 5 years in a row.
Hosted. 5 years in a row, they've hosted the AFC title game. They're not going anywhere. He's only going to be 28 in September. Think about that. It feels like he's been in the league 10 years with right. how much winning he's done, and he's only going to be 28 years old. I'd say there's a pretty good chance he's going to win another one or a couple other ones. And the other good thing for them is they keep finding all these other guys, right? It's kind of like what the Patriots used to do with Tom. You know, they would move some guys out. They'll lose Juju
guys
this year.
Jobs.
But they'll slide guys in who pick up the slack, and suddenly Mahomes makes them all pros and superstars. And that's how you continue to win in the NFL, surrounding guys like that. All right, you'll talk to Davis next, and then later I will give you the Bengals stuff with Mike Brown. I've also got Jimmy Haslam talking about all the growth that he's seen in Deshaun Watson since he's had him in the Browns organization the last year. So a couple of the owners in the AFC North later on Coast to Coast.
Here we go again. Spending all our time talking about the Browns and Jets every year.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Or be hunted. Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
Yeah, and the BetMGM Swing for the Fences deal. How do you get it? Log on to your BetMGM app on iOS or Android. Play the free-to-play game from now till September 7th. Be a batter. Pick an area in the strike zone. So single, double, triple, home run, pop out. Receive the prize associated with that type of hit. Play it once a day. Prizing must be used on MLB, and it expires in 24 hours. The BetMGM Swing for the Fences deal. Check it out at BetMGM.com. I think you're going to dig it. Davis Lee Roth-Matic joins us every day from Fantasy Sports Today. You can catch him Saturdays at 8 a.m. with Scoop Mish. And more importantly, you can catch him every day on Pharrell Coast to Coast, talking baseball, football, everything with us. All right, Davis Lee. First of all, last night, I got to tell you, I was feeling pretty good about things. Hit the Orioles, hit the Brewers, hit the Astros. I had it all going until I got tripped up on Toronto. I had the Dodgers going, and Toronto beat them. That's a big win for the Jays out at Chavez Ravine. I think with, what was it? It was Barrios got it done against Grove.
Yeah, Barrios did get it done. And you're right. I mean, these are pretty big games for the Toronto Blue Jays because these would be games that they would not really be expecting to win. The front office takes a look at the calendar and they say, all right, we're taking a road trip to LA. You know, if we get one against the Dodgers, that's probably good. If we get two against the Dodgers, we're feeling really good. And it feels like no one really wants to talk about the Blue Jays because in that division, everyone wants to talk about how good the Rays are and how good, you know, the Orioles have all these young players and they're so exciting. And then everyone wants to talk about how much the Yankees suck. So no one really focuses in on the Toronto Blue Jays, but they were really strong last night. They barely struck out when Michael Grove was in, so that was pretty strong for them. But they're a team that just has a bunch of above-average hitters in their lineup. In fact, their worst hitter this year has been the guy they tried to replace Teoscar Hernandez with, Dalton Varsho. I mean, he's got a 76 OPS plus. He has only has 12 home runs. He's hitting 215. He's striking out a bunch. But other than that, everyone else in their lineup is having a pretty good year. I mean, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has not been AL MVP worthy or anything like that, but he has been pretty good. And I don't know. I mean, they're probably a pitcher away from considering themselves real World Series contenders, I would say.
Yeah, and I think they're definitely going to be in the playoffs as a wild card. I think they're a tough team. Maybe they should do something at the deadline that strengthens that rotation a little bit. I think they have issues. I think they have some Manaea, and I think they've obviously had issues. So let's see. I mean, Gausman's tough. I think Barrios is tough. Bassett Hound. I like their team. And you know, while we're at it, let's talk Baltimore, because they beat the Phillies. The Phillies have suddenly lost 5 of 6. Meanwhile, the Orioles, who I contend are the best team in the American League, have now won 13 of 16, and their lead is 2.5 games now.
Yeah, I still can't get there for – well, I still think the Rays are probably better than them in a 7-game series. I do, because the Rays are going to have the better pitching in a 7-game series. Now, 7-game series probably helps the Orioles out a little bit, because they're not going to have – like, Dean Kramer and Grayson Rodriguez and Cole Urban might not have to throw. But, I mean, who starts game one? Baltimore Orioles, American League Championship Series, who's starting game one? I mean, is it Kyle Gibson? Is it Tyler Wells? Is it Kyle Bradish? I guess Bradish has been the best up until this point. But we know teams are selling starting pitching. We know the White Sox are going to sell. They have two pretty good starting pitchers, Lucas Giolito and Lance Lynn. We know the St. Louis Cardinals are selling. I don't know if their pitchers are good, but they're fine in Jordan Montgomery, Jack Flaherty, Miles Mikolas, whatever. You know, maybe you talk yourself into one of these guys from Oakland. Probably not, but maybe, you know, whoever is not tied down. But, Scotty, this is really hitting at the big point here, which is that if the Baltimore Orioles do not make, like, 3 aggressive moves at the trade deadline, we gotta come after them after the trade deadline. I mean, we cannot live in a world where the team is this good, the offense is that good, and they're just like, well, whatever, you know, we'll see what happens. Like, that to me would be so unacceptable.
And their bullpen's that good. I think Batista's a beast. Their bullpen's better than their rotation.
Yeah, I think you're definitely right. I mean, their rotation is really kind of mediocre, but their bullpen has been awesome. Batista has been really good. Yennier Cano has been really good. Brian Baker has been good. Danny Colombi's been really good. Like, they're guys who they use in high leverage situations have all really been good. And that's sort of a recipe. I mean, remember that year that Buck Showalter was the manager and they won all those one run games? It's kind of a formula that's been successful for them, and successful for smaller market teams that don't want to spend $200 million on their payroll. They tend to have really good bullpens. So I think it's a formula that can work.
So the Cardinals won again. It just seems a near impossibility for me to get 9 games made up in that wild card chase, because they're not winning the Central. But they're playing great baseball all of a sudden, and they're like winning every night. And you know, we had talked about Arenado, Goldschmidt. Why aren't they going to be traded? They're going to trade the whole team. Why not trade them? Well, ever since I opened my fat mouth, those guys have been hitting about 350 apiece.
I mean, St. Louis, I don't think, wants to be a fire sale team. You know, like the idea of the St. Louis Cardinals treating themselves like a team that doesn't plan on winning next year, it doesn't really vibe with their organizational philosophy. It's not really – I would have such a hard time imagining Goldschmidt or Arenado being traded. Now, the pitchers that I just mentioned, if someone wants to give literally anything for Steven Matz, you know, Jordan Montgomery, like whatever, these guys were 30, maybe they even hang on to Flaherty because he's only 27 and they try and talk themselves into it or whatever. But that would just be stubborn. And, I mean, Contreras – I would probably trade him if I was in the front office and I got, you know, some AA pitching prospect for him or whatever, but I could see it going either way. But by the way, if the Cardinals decide not to sell, that is a huge wrinkle to the rest of these teams in baseball who are all expecting the Cardinals to sell at the deadline.
So the Subway Series is tonight in the Bronx. You like Verlander over Herman?
I do. I mean, Verlander, I think the last four starts he's made when I've come on Coast to Coast, he's been here in the lion's share. He was awesome against the White Sox. Eight innings pitch, one earned run, seven Ks, only one walk. He was brutal the start before against the Dodgers. But you know what? A lot of guys are brutal against the Dodgers, so I can probably forgive that. If the Mets want to keep up this, you know, honestly, this pretty insane chase to get the second wild cards. I mean, I guess they're only seven games back, so crazier things have happened in Major League Baseball. But Verlander is going to have to be a huge part of that. And, I mean, you know as well as I do, love betting against the Yankees just in general. So anytime I've got a line of logic that I can extend to bet against the Yankees, I've got it there. And Verlander, I mean, just other than that start against the Dodgers, really for the last 6 weeks or so of the season, he has basically looked about as good as you'd expect 41-year-old Justin Verlander to look. So I'm on his side for sure.
So you have the over in that Snell Hill game at Petco. And I got to ask why, because A, in Snell's last 11 starts, his ERA is 0.71. And Hill, the old geezer, he actually is, I mean, this is stunning. 7-4, 14 career starts against the Padres with a 3.26 ERA. But how about this? Going back to 2016, he's 7-1 against them with a 2.1 ERA in 11 starts. For some reason, that guy owns San Diego. Now, I don't think he's beating Snell tonight, but I don't see all these runs.
So it's a couple things. I mean, the first being Blake Snell is having this really good run, but he's not solved his walk problem. His walk rate this year is up to 13%. That is a career high. He walked seven in his last start. He's got four more walks in four of his last eight starts. He's just putting a lot of guys on for free. Now, eventually, that Piper is going to have to be paid. I mean, he has the best ERA in the National League, but he's got over a run difference between his actual ERA and his fielding independent pitching ERA. So that tells me that going on the opposite side of Snell, at least expecting Snell to give up a couple runs, maybe in his next few starts, seems to be a good way to go. Not that I'm necessarily expecting the Pirates to like tee off on him or anything. The other thing being, if you just get the bad Rich Hill start, and they definitely do come when you are 43 years old and you throw that big loping curveball. I mean, his ERA is it's super high. He's having a fine season for a fourth starter on the Pittsburgh Pirates. But I think both of these guys have been getting a little bit lucky this year. So just playing that angle of it.
So you're taking Tijuana, do you want a Walker and the Phillies over the Orioles tonight? I like that play. But the Reds Brewers over eight again, Abbott and Costello against Burns. Burns last four starts doesn't give up any runs and just absolutely has been dominant again. I don't like that over. Tell me why.
So it's the same deal it's the same deal as Pittsburgh and San Diego, where both of those pitchers have been getting just a smidge lucky. Not saying that Burns is like going to go out and give six runs. Not saying that our boy Abbott and Costello is going to go out and get shelled. But I mean, remember when these two teams played literally 2 weeks ago, the totals were in the tens the entire time. So I just think there's a little bit too much of a spread there. And, you know, we'll see if we get lucky tonight.
All right, we'll see what happens. Enjoy the games tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Carver High does it better than anybody. That is talking NFL Pain Day skinny.
That's right. Next, let's go to Cincinnati, where, as we know, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow going to be due for a very large payday, Scotty, but so is several others on the Bengals. They've been very good the last few years, so more guys want to get paid. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, plenty of guys who are going to need some bags Here is Bengals owner Mike Brown, usually doesn't like spending much money, says you can't pay everybody. Here he is.
We would agree, you and I, that Joe Burrow is the heart of the football team. But I have agreed, and Katie as well, my daughter, that we are not going to talk publicly about the negotiation with Joe Burrow. His agent has agreed to that, and he has stood by it. And I plan to stand by it as well. We thought it would be helpful not to be distracted. He said, what? Well, let me tell you, you know, let's not do that. We'll see if we can get it done in a businesslike way. We're trying. He's trying. We'll have to see how it goes.
Well, I'll tell you how it's going to go, because he's always been cheap. He's going to pay him and no one else. So say bye-bye to Higgins and Chase. They'll be lucky if they keep one of them. I guarantee that negotiation with the one that they keep will go brutally, horribly wrong. I mean, brutally, horribly wrong. It will not go well, because they're going to have to give the entire bag to Burrow. And then whatever's left. So what'll happen is Mike and Katie are going to get hard-nosed when it comes to any contract beyond Burrow. You heard him right there. The heart of the team, Burrow's all that matters to him. They cannot lose that guy. So here's the deal. Their stadium's full. They're going to title games. They're going to Super Bowls. And they're going to all of those because of one guy, and that is Joe Burrow. And then that stadium's full. For the first time in a long time, it's full, and you can't even get a ticket. So Mike and Katie are making more money than God off of that. And so let's not kid ourselves. Mike is loaded. Katie's loaded. They have all the money in the world. And when they sell the the team, the Bengals at some point, what's going to happen is they're going to be just like the Commanders. They're going to sell it for $6-7 billion. So it doesn't matter what they say. Oh, we don't want to talk about the negotiation. Of course not. You don't want it to be public. But here's the deal. He's going to get his money. Burrow will beat Mike and Katie as sure as I'm sitting here. He's going to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
So obviously that was him talking about the contract. Now, Scotty, let's hear him say that you can't pay everybody, as you just said. Pieces of the pie, there's only so many of them.
They all go together. You have a cap. It's so much. Take this table and pretend it's a pie. Well, if you give this much to one player, that means there's less to give to another player.
That's it.
Who is the key player? Who should get the biggest piece of the pie? I think we all know who that is.
Boom.
And if that gets resolved, then we'll know how to proceed better. We don't want to do something that makes the big deal impossible or hard. So there's an order there.
Listen, here's one thing I've learned. I've been around the NFL and that division for a long time. I covered the Steelers, traveled with the Steelers. I've been around. Literally, the Rooneys are one of the cheapest families ever, okay? And the hardest deal to ever make was with the old man, the chief. I mean, he'd take you right to the woodshed, and you'd lose every time. Like, every player ever, Bradshaw, Joe Green, they had the worst negotiations with the Steelers ownership. And you know who's just as cheap as them? Mike Brown. I mean, Mike just said it right there. I'm going to pay one guy, and the rest of them can all F off. That's what he's going to do. Guaranteed, the rest of the team is leaving. They're all leaving. And what they're going to do is they're going to run the Belichick system of, we can hire anyone to fill these roles, running back, slot receiver, wide receiver, edge rusher, middle linebacker. We're going to get whoever we can to do jobs, and we're going to pay them no more than the market value, not $1 more. And that's how they do it. And that's how they're going to run it. You know what Chase is going to become? He's going to become Tyreek Hill. He's going to leave and get a ton of money somewhere else and be the star wide receiver. He's going to be like Devontae Adams went and got his bag. Hopkins went and got his bag. Remember, they pay receivers. So someone else is going to pay him a lot more money than Mike Brown is. And he's going to leave. Maybe Green Bay. They need a star receiver.
Remember,
give love to Chase. They'll go to the bank.
We just did the story last week. They cut Mixon's salary in half, right? He went down from 10 to 4.5 to keep him around. So
I'm not surprised.
That's how it goes, is right. We played Deshaun Watson yesterday with his first day at Browns camp. Here's Browns owner Jimmy Haslam. He's seen a lot of growth in Deshaun, Scotty, since he's coming to the organization last year. Here's Jimmy.
Personal development. I think he has learned a lot about himself and what he can and can't do. I think he's learned who you can trust and who you can't trust.
I hope he's learned what he can and can't do.
I think Deshaun has always been humble. I think he's even more humble. And I'll be honest, I think the time away from football, the time away from teammates, et cetera, he now values that more than
time
he
with lawyers.
He did before. And you can see Deshaun, who's always been a leader, and last year was in an awkward scenario.
He's
going to be here. Jacoby was a pretty good leader in his own right. He was
very awkward.
And this year you can see him emerging as a team leader. He's definitely one of the hardest workers on the team. So
It's always hard having 60 women accuse you of rape. It's a little, it can be a little troubling, a little difficult, a little stressful to have that kind of cloud hanging over your head. Are you kidding me listening to this guy? All right, let me just start again. I'm going to go right back to the well. Why do we spend time talking about the hack-ass Cleveland Browns? Honestly, don't get me started with all you pathetic morons that give me all this championship stuff from the 40s and 50s that don't count, okay? We're Super Bowl era here on Sports Grid and Coast to Coast. We don't do NFL championships in the 50s. All right, so you get me going from 1960 on, 1970 on, you want me to bring in the rap sheet of their failures? We'll be here all day, and I'll make fun of them until the cows come home. They never do anything, ever, ever. Neither do the Lions, ever, ever. They never, ever do anything. I've been hearing about this team and the Jets and the Lions. You cram them down my throat every year, Carver High, and this is me. Return a serve, whap, whap, double backhand, double forehand. Both hands on the racket. I am not listening to these overblown, foul-ass, stank breath predictions of these crap organizations that never do jack shack in the NFL ever. Shut the F up. Who cares what Jim Haslam thinks? Go sell some more gasoline. Whatever. Boom, I'm sick of listening to it. The Browns, my ass. Honest to Christ. Jesus. Honestly.
Packers
on the phone, Mafia.
Get the shrink. Packers president Mark Murphy says it will take half the season to know what Jordan Love can do. Well, God, I hope not. I mean, you got rid of Aaron Rodgers. I hope they already know what he can do. Half the season it's going to take for them to figure out what Jordan Love
Next
can do.
Year, they go get Chase, and then he's got a receiver he can throw touchdowns to. There you go.
He also said the team will retire Aaron Rodgers' number at the appropriate time, considering he's still playing. That won't be anytime soon.
I say that'll be in 15 years. I mean, they need a real cooling off period from him and old Gutenkunst, loser boy Gutenkunst, who ruined everything. Can we keep them away from each other at the family picnic?
Chris Jones of the Chiefs wants $30 million a year. That's why he hasn't shown up to Chiefs training camp yet. He wants Aaron Donald money, $30 million a year. He's a real good player. I don't know if he's should get that much.
Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. All right, so I'm bright enough, whether you like it or not, to figure this one out. So they gave Aaron Donald $30 million. Since they gave Aaron Donald $30 million after that Super Bowl win, he hasn't done anything. I mean, he barely shows up for games. This guy got his money. He all of it guaranteed. Here's him walking on the field on Sundays. He's like, oh, I can't believe I have to do this today. That's exactly what you're going to get if you give Jones $30 million. It'll be the last you ever see of him. He'll never be great again. He'll be average, just like Aaron Donald is now. You heard me. Aaron Donald does nothing anymore. Remember, are we going to sit here and argue about the Rams season last year with big Aaron Donald rushing the quarterback? What'd they win, pretty four bad games? Shut up. What? Listen, here's the lesson. Don't ever give some dude that much money, because then he'll never have to work for anything ever again. And once they, and here's another one. Jaylen Brown, you just gave him the money today. Get ready. You know what I call it? Going down the other side of the mountain now. Once you get $304 million guaranteed, I mean, I'll be surprised the guy hits a layup. I'll be surprised if he plays three games a week. He'll start taking off. Oh, my cap. Oh, my back. Oh, my foot. Oh, my wrist. Oh, I got a headache. Oh, my girlfriend's pregnant. I need a week off. Hey, Kyrie, how did you get that month and a half off? Tell me how I do that. I mean, they're paying me anyway. Hey, is there anywhere I can go in Greece or something, like the islands? Is there somewhere I can go hide for 2 months? Because I'm getting the money either way. I just don't want to play basketball anymore. Because whenever you give a guy all the money, that's the last you ever see of him playing well. Know that. Never give him the money. There you go. I should be an owner.
Andy Reid also said today that Kadarius Toney, we've talked about his injury yesterday, he's going to have more surgery to clean up the cartilage after tweaking his
this
knee.
This guy.
Still honestly, expect him to be ready for
Prima.
The first game.
We're going
to
call him Prima. Your boy
he's
Prima.
He's going to miss a lot
he
of training.
Prima in New York, and now he's a diva Prima in Kansas City. Always injured, never practices, never plays. Here's another guy I'm not giving the money to. Because he don't show up and he don't make any money now. Imagine when they give him money, how little he'll show up. Trust me, once you get the guaranteed money, it don't matter if you even show up for anything. Team function, my ass. I'm not going to that dinner party. Screw you, Christmas party. I don't do that. Like, honestly, like, don't give him the money. Trust me, that guy ain't worth anything. He's always injured.
The Cowboys got together in Dallas, of course, to take the big trip out to Oxnard. They always do the beginning of training camp out
in
California.
Beautiful.
Zach Martin won't be with them, at least not at the beginning, Scotty. Wasn't on the team flight, didn't report. We know that he wants to get paid more money as well. So no Zach
Martin.
He's
better.
Cowboys.
He's better. Again, we go back to the all right, my hands are here's my hand over my forehead. That's Zach Martin above my head. Here's Trayvon Diggs under my chin. And they just gave Diggs $100 million. And you don't want to pay your best lineman? Good luck. Pay the guys in the trenches or suffer the consequences. It's that simple.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The fans love Today in Carver High History.
They certainly do. We'll start in 1956 today. Roberto Clemente hits Major League Baseball's first and only walk-off inside the park grand slam. How about that? 1961, Roger Maris hits four homers in a doubleheader sweep of the White Sox. He had a big year that year. 1978, the Reds' Pete Rose sets an NL record hitting in his 38th consecutive game. 1990, George Brett, just for you, hitting for the cycle against the Blue Jays. Here we go.
In fact, a home run will give George the cycle. He has singled, doubled, and tripled tonight. Could this do it? Yes, there's the cycle. As we said earlier, for George Brett, perhaps that was the easy part. Solo home run makes it 6-0 Kansas City. He has done it all tonight.
How about this guy? Wow. Yesterday I heard him talking about his hemorrhoids in the World Series. That was even better.
Also in 1990 on this day, Roseanne Barr sang the national anthem at the Red Padre game. That did not go very well. 1991, Steelers guard Terry Long treated for an apparent suicide attempt after he learned he tested positive for steroid use. 92, the Barcelona Olympic Games open. 97, Brett Favre re-signs with the Packers. 7 years, $50 million. Guys make that in 1 year now in the NFL. 2012, the Summer Olympics opened in London. And in 2021, 2 years ago today, U.S. men's basketball team see their 25-game Olympic winning streak end. They lost to France in a first-round match in Tokyo, 83-76.
Fail.
Bad beat there. Fail indeed.
Next year, they get ready Paris. For
yes. Paris next year for the Olympics. They've got plenty of guys to choose from. That's for sure on the USA roster.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.